Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And there's so much to be thankful for because of what the Holy Spirit has done in our lives. He guides us into all truth. There's nothing he's not well-versed in knowing. He knows it all. And he came to commune with us, live with us, guide us into all truth. And I love it. Now, sometimes people don't do what they should do. When the Jewish people first took Canaan land, they were supposed to drive out the Canaanites. That was the instruction that God gave Joshua and Caleb. And they began to do it when you study the Judges. They just didn't finish. Now, what's the significance? Why did they have to drive them out? Why couldn't God just do a miracle and move the people out? Why did the Jews have to do it? And there's a mystery in that. And I wanted this for years. I didn't really. It was just a thought I had. I didn't even take it to the Lord in prayer. But I wondered it. But in recent years, about 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago, I began to understand. We got to do the same thing. God gave us a brand new spirit, and we got to fill it. Jesus said, if you put new wine in old wineskins, it'll break, and you'll have nothing. So if you got new wine to preserve it, you put it in new wineskins. All right? So, the thing to do is when you receive a new spirit, you fill it with the word of God. Your new spirit is new wineskin. Don't fill it with old wine. Fill it with new wine. See, God gave you life and that more abundant. Do the things of life. And then, it works. So, the Canaanites were there. They were full of witchcraft, idolatry, sexual sins, giants, you name it, they did it. They did all kind of ungodly things. And the Lord spared us. One thing about the Lord, he don't want to give you satanic ideas. He spared us. If God said drive them out, trust me, it was bad. Don't just trust me, trust God. It was bad. They were doing bad. They were doing debauchery. And the Lord don't like to give people satanic ideas. He's a creator of life, not death. He didn't create death or things that cause you to die. He didn't create sin. Everything that God did not create should not be. It shouldn't exist, and it should be nowhere to be found. Especially sin itself. Now, sin itself is a concept that needs a host. You people that see sin and like it, anything of sin, they become sin. And they become leavened by it. And then they become dangerous to creation. This is not limited to worldly people. Even godly people can choose at their own will to sin if that's what they want to do. Just like Adam was holy, but he chose to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, and that turned him. The glory of God stopped resting on him. You could see that he was naked. Whereas if you would have saw him before, he would have outshined the sun. But now, he can't. He walked out of the kingdom of God. He did something he should not have done. So, if the earth being as it is, and if Adam didn't sin, when Adam would come around, you wouldn't see shadows. He probably never saw a shadow. Because if you're a man in light, how can you see a shadow? Light's everywhere. Now, it's time now for people to go back to what God did in the first place. Now, people long for life. If you love life and appreciate what God is doing, you just can't get enough. But when people start loving the world, they don't want to go to church like they once did. They don't have passion for the things of God. They don't want to be in God's presence anymore. They don't pray. They start doing natural stuff. Other things become more important than the things of God. And their passion wanes away. It's time now to love life. If it's important to you to do the things of God, keep the law, so to speak, and live a godly life, don't try to do it without love. Love is the key. Love is why it all works. When people try to obey God without love, they always have trouble. If you try to keep the law without the love of God, you become like a Pharisee. If you try to attain power without love, you become like Herod or Satan every time. But if you have the love of God in you and you want to see things go right and you serve, see, this is from the beginning. If you have to catch what the Lord said, he said the greater light was there to rule the day. The lesser light, the moon, was there to rule the night. In heaven, Jesus said the greatest people are the greatest servants. The sun is serving us by being where it is and doing what it does. The moon serves us at night by being where it's supposed to be and doing what it's supposed to do. And it signals us. It shows us different portions of the month. Quarter moon to full moon, then quarter moon on till there's a new moon. So we have to appreciate the cycles of God, the abilities he's given us. Everything he's given us is good. There's no debauchery in anything of God. So when he teaches you, it's first pure. It's holy. That's another way of saying it's holy. It's righteous. It's not in the sense of works by salvation holy. You know. If you go to a holiness church, they got a bunch of rules and regulations and bylaws. They're sweet people, though. But they don't do this, they don't do that, they should do this, they shouldn't do that. And it's, if you try to do all that stuff without the love of God, you're going to headache yourself. Now, the things of sin, with a new heart and a new life, you don't want sin in your life. If you have the love of God in you, you just don't want the darkness of this world. It will vex your spirit, just like Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities vexed just Lot was a just man. He loved what was right. But he saw people doing everything evil. Stealing. Adultery. All forms of adultery. All forms of witchcraft. And the Lord, remember now, the Lord didn't tell us everything. He spared us. He's not trying to give us hints about what is about the depths of Satan. There's a lot of things these folks was doing. Remember something, God burned it up. There was not 10 righteous men in it for him not to. 10 righteous men would have turned the tide. It would have taken 10 righteous men to stop the process of sin. This is why our country has lasted so long in an age where people are viciously selfish. Because there's more than 10 righteous men in our country. There's more than 10 righteous sin, 10 righteous men in every city. And so you got people of integrity causing things to go, running businesses. Because they stay out of trouble. And some of them are sinners. Think about it. There are people who are sinners that don't know God, and they still do. They manage not to do some things that they don't cross the line. Not that they're perfect. But they don't kill. They don't steal from people. There are sinners that don't steal. There are sinners that don't kill. There are sinners that don't commit fornication and adultery and homosexuality and witchcraft. Now, they're out of covenant with God. They can't go to heaven. But that's our job, to give them light so that they can. Everybody that wants to need to be going to heaven. There are people out there that such as should be saved. And it takes people of God, being people of God, living the light of God, to win the lost, to get them in covenant. So, if you have light in you, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. So, if you got light in you, you can represent Jesus. You bear fruit. We are called by God to bear fruit. That's our purpose. That's the foundation of our purpose. Our purpose is great. And our purpose is varied and manifold. But that's the core. The love of God is the core. The covenant with God and the love of God is the core of our purpose. From there, everything works. To do people right and not wrong is very important. It's very important. Now, as we go forward, doing the things of God, speaking His word, seeking Him out, we learn. What one thing that has puzzled me is the will of man. Why is it? Some people, they follow through and they continue to seek God all of their lives, and they love God and they want more. They want to know Him. They got peace. They want more of it. And then you got people that, they used to be that way, but then they quit. And then you got children that know how to act. You got children or Christian people that act right. But when they get old enough to make their own decisions, they won't set foot in a church again. All these things I've seen. Then you got children raised by atheists and come out of all kind of trouble. They fall in love with God, and they don't ever leave the things of God. I've seen all these things. Puzzles me too. Not those that that lived in darkness and came to light. Now that's admirable. That's good. But people that leave the light for the world system, that's troubling. And it's also puzzling. Then you got people, men of God, that don't grow up. They grow, they do well, they do good, but they don't go forward. That puzzles me too. Why? I had that question. Why, Lord? Why is it this way? He sent me for years to talking about following God, and He taught me all kind of advantages that you have. And I've been watching the Victory Channel. I thank God for Kenneth Copeland. Very necessary. His channel is the best. And I love all the Christian channels, but the Victory Channel, in my opinion, is the best out of all of them. Because they're teaching people how to go forward in the things of God. And they do it biblically. They're not trying to soothe people in their demise, but they show you how to come out of darkness of all forms. And guess what? And I noticed this. The people that do interviews and go to the school, they didn't have it easy. Some of them came out of prison. Some of them came out of poverty. And miracles happen to get them to go to the school. Doors open. They have medical challenges. And they get healed. This is how it's supposed to be. If you put new wine in new wineskins, you're going to have new life. And I thank God that This is happening because people desperately need to know the word. Following God gives us advantages. And I know about things that I haven't seen before, not even on TV, not even among great men of God. I've only seen it as God gave it to me. And there's a lot of things I desire to see. And I know there's a lot of things I know are possible. I'm not bragging on me because God had to show it to me. And he showed me things that there are things I know about. If you follow God, it will happen. I've experienced it. And I've seen glimpses of it. But some things can't be revealed until people go into the heart of God's will and obey him. When you're linked to the head, when you're obeying God and obeying him and doing his word, you become a disciple. And that's where the law is sealed. God told Isaiah, seal my law among my disciples. Show me a man that's trying to be obedient continually as a way of life with the intent to be a blessing, not to show off, not to become some great leader, but he just loved people. And he follows God just like Jesus followed the Father. These are the ones that learn from the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of things that God could do. And since I brought it up, I give an example. I knew that if people followed God, finances would be a thing of the past. Financial problems would be a thing of the past. Not just finances, but you'll have whatever you need to get the job done. God, if you follow him and match time, I'm not talking about delayed obedience, I'm talking about prompt obedience. And there's a reason for it. Prompt faithfulness is obedience. That gives God something to work with. The Lord told my pastor to speak to the mountain. And it was at a time in his life when he was seeking the Lord. And he needed finances. But the Lord's not limited. He needed more than the church was supplying. And the Lord said, speak to the mountain. And beside the church, there was a mountain of dirt. And the Lord opened his eyes, sealed the dirt. He entered into a golden opportunity. And now guess what? Golden opportunities surround us. We have them all day long. Of all forms. And he sold $200,000 worth of dirt to Alabama contractors. And they said that was some of the best foundational building dirt they ever seen in their life. That opportunity. Now, what if he was in disobedience or he wasn't seeking the Lord? That dirt would still be a mound. $200,000 worth of dirt sitting on what, $15,000 worth of property. See, the resources is important. If you follow God, you will always win. God, there's a lot of things I know that would have happened, but people, when they do it that way, they can't learn God's ways. The Lord taught me that too. Now, when it comes to people walking out of the kingdom, it puzzles me. That's where we look at Romans chapter 1. Let's look at Romans chapter 1. Okay. If you ever wonder why people gravitate to the world, it's because the love of the world does that to it. It changes you. And it starts tearing down your desire for good. Remember, sin is so divisive, that's why God didn't create it. He knew what it would do to his beloved creation. It shouldn't exist. And the people could see it for what it was and what in the whole thing, and they didn't, and they would have a resilience against it. Two-thirds of the angels stuck with God. One-third followed Satan. Now, these are not just angels. I believe this is creation. But anyway, a third of the heavens followed Satan. Okay. Now, Romans 1, verse 1. Paul, the servant of Jesus. Listen to what Paul wrote. Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. You see that the Lord gave us good things to help us go forward and master life and not be mastered by the world. Verse 6, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be the saint, to be saints, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you and always in my prayers. Now watch, before I go forward, it's our job to drive out the things of darkness, just like the Jews were supposed to drive out the Canaanites. And it was told them what would happen if you didn't. They would be like thorns in your sides, smoke in your eyes. Okay, now watch this. He's preparing people to remain godly and be godly. Okay, verse 10. He said, making request if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. Now that's where he's getting to. This is what it takes for the people of God to be established. It's revelation from God, and Paul wants to deliver it. Okay, verse 12. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. He said, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. He loves God's people there. And he said, he made a terrific statement. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now he also mentioned that it was by faith, to his faith and their faith. It takes faith to learn of God. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by his faith. You got to want it, and you got to treasure it. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. People that won't enter righteousness or hold the truth in unrighteousness, they cause judgments to happen. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. How in the world does God show us his ways, his righteousness? That which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. And watch verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his internal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So, no man has excuse, because when they see the light, they're going to do something about it. They're going to stay in darkness or they're coming out, one of the two. And to try to do both is staying in darkness. Laodicean church proves it. Why? Because the things of the world corrupts. Remember, sin is something that should not exist. But if you have a love for it, it causes you to be in an enemy to God and the life of God and the people of God. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. That's the problem. That's the root of the mystery. Foolish hearts always become darkened. And though, verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Deceived. Deception is not of God. God deals with truth, not lies. He doesn't have to lie. He's God. He created good things for everybody. Everything God does enables you to live like you should live, like you can live. But when you start entering into the ways of the world, it undermines everything good about you and everything you desire. But the entrapment is foolish. It's foolishness because you don't see the corruption until it's too late. People that want to play with the world, they do things in a worldly fashion. They skip getting married and they try to have relationships. Well, it's not a relationship God can bless. It's taking something that is taking what God didn't give, and it's sin, and it causes corruption, and it confuses children. And it breaks the heart of parents. But when you do it right, when you do it God's way, it's something God can build on. That's just one example. But let's continue. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. All right, God was always good. He's always the same. But that didn't matter. They walked away from him. Neither were thankful. They weren't thankful that he was good. They weren't thankful that he was God. They weren't thankful that he loved them. They weren't thankful that he gave them gifts. They were not thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Another problem. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. And to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. They didn't love life. They didn't love creation. They used it for other purposes. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God couldn't stop them. He let them think the way they wanted to. Now watch this. Read it again, verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, not minds, hearts. That's the core of them, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And people do this. They don't question the source of these ideals that come to them. These are the giants of old, the spirits, the demonic spirits, the combination of fallen angels and earth women. Steve Quayle once said, lust is the appetite of demons on humans. Lust is that's where it comes from. And they don't question it. A man wants to be a woman all of a sudden. A woman wants to be a man all of a sudden. And they're attracted to the same gender. And that's about as vile as you can get beside witchcraft. They conjure up these things. And likewise, also men leaving the natural use of a woman burn in their own lusts. In their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error that was fit or meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters. If you got a whisper, you don't want somebody else to know something. You're not up front. You're sneaky. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This is the result of trusting any sin. It corrupts a person till they become something that the devil can point at and say, look at their defiance. I won. He's talking to God. Look at their defiance. You didn't create them that way. They don't like you no more. They following me. And people are being played by the billions. Falling into a trap. Reluctance. If you ever feel reluctant against God, find out why. Consider, why am I reluctant against God? Why am I not obeying him? Why am I not putting him first? Why am I not seeking him? Why am I holding back first fruits? Now, this is not because of some kind of salvation by work scheme, but it's something to understand.